showdown with Motown in Chi-Town Sunday for first place.
After shocking the Packers at Lambeau Field, the Bears return home for the first time in a month looking to tame the Lions.
Game preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Halas Hall. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, I don't really remember a bigger regular season win that the Bears had in Green Bay. How did they build on that Sunday against the Lions?
I think it's just the continuous conversation with Mark Trestman. It's part of the process. It's only one game. Now you got ready. Now get ready for the next game. Immediately talking to him after the game, he says, look, we got about 10 hours to enjoy this victory, but we got to take the Detroit Lions very serious and start getting ready for them mentally and physically, because that game was a little exhausting Monday night. Now you're going to have the opportunity to refresh in yourself to make sure you're ready for what Detroit's going to bring Sunday.
In the first game against the Lions up in Detroit, Detroit scored on six straight possessions, three field goals followed by three touchdowns. How much different of a team are they when they go on natural grass outside on the road?
A lot different, you know, just because they're in control of the atmosphere. I think the atmosphere in Detroit this past time was probably the most hostile I've ever seen it in maybe 10 or 15 years. So that does give a certain advantage to the Detroit Lions offensively and defensively for the most part. So again, the Bears are going to have to take advantage of the fourth phase, take advantage of being home. And, you know, Calvin Johnson and Matthew Stafford, the offensive line, they'll play differently on natural grass and not having the snap count to movement with the crowd can inject themselves.
The Bears, I was very happy about the Bears rediscovering their pass rush. It was amazing to see five sacks from the defensive line against the Packers. I don't care who was playing quarterback. That was huge. That was a key to the victory. However, they still struggle against the run. They're going against a Lions team that has a good running back in Reggie Bush and a great receiver in Calvin Johnson. Is it possible to do both on defense, and what's the key to the Bears doing that?
Yeah, because I think one of the keys that Reggie Bush had such a good game, it was a fundamental issue. It wasn't something that the Bears are incapable of doing, that he's such a big bruising back that you can't stop Reggie Bush. I just think it's a reorganization of your fundamentals going in to play Detroit for the second time. Realize that Reggie Bush, you can tackle him in space. Realize that when you're supporting up to the line of scrimmage, that, you know, follow through with your assignment. Again, it's no one-man job. It's everybody continuing to support. But you're right. Shea McClellan, Corey Wooten, Julius Peppers, they came up with some huge plays at some of the biggest times of the game.
On the other side of the ball, Josh McCown's been doing a great job, and I think both of us talked about that. We weren't concerned about that at all. There's a little question about whether McCown will play against Detroit or Jay Cutler. Doesn't really matter. To me, the big key is the defensive line of the Lions, led by Ndamukong Suh. The Bears' offensive line's played fantastic against Green Bay. They need to play that way again. What's the key to slowing down the Lions' defensive line?
Be multidimensional. Is have a wide variety of things you make them responsible for. Speaking of the defensive line, make them stop screens, make them stop those lateral passes, quick passes over the top of the line of scrimmage, some traps on the inside like they did against Green Bay. Take advantage of their over-aggressiveness at the point of attack. So all those things combined, and then you keep them thinking. That's the one advantage that the Bears' offense is creating right now. Because of their multi-uses of weapons, every time every defender is out there is thinking, is what can they do best out of this specific formation? You keep them running, keep them thinking, keep them moving. That's when you control the defensive line.
Tom, this week's Twitter question was right in your wheelhouse about the Bears' offensive line. The question is, how did the Bears' offensive line match up against Ndamukong Suh and the Lions' defensive line?
Well, coming off a big victory again in Green Bay, you were talking earlier about the 18-play drive. Continue to capitalize on the good work they've been able to do. But also you have to correct the mistakes. Understand how to work those inside game a little bit more efficiently to expose Matt Forte to some inside running yards, because that's going to help his outside running game. And you know what Matt Forte can do. When you look at the discipline on the line of scrimmage, according to the commands of Jay Cutler or now Josh McCown, that's what impresses me. In an environment like Green Bay, or now with the security of a home crowd, I look for big things on the offensive line against Detroit this week.
Tom, it's time to make your case for a player that you think is going to have a big impact on Sunday's game.
All right, you go first.
All right, I will go first. I'm going to make my case for two players this week. Bears big wide receivers Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey. If you look at the Monday night game, their size was a key factor in them catching touchdown passes. Phil Emery deserves a lot of credit for bringing both of these guys in and upgrading that position. I think they're both going to have a big game on Sunday against the Lions.
Good choice, Larry, but I'm going to go with Jonathan Bostic. I think you can see the biggest improvement from start one to start two. And you put a lot of improvement in the speed in the middle of that defense from the linebacker position. That's how you slow down Reggie Bush. So Jonathan Bostic, new 5'7", looking for big things this week.
Great stuff as always, Tom. Huge game Sunday on the lakefront. The Bears get the chance to stay atop the NFC North. He's there. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.